Boker Tov, everybody. Boker Tov, Chachamim. Welcome to another wonderful year in Yeshiva. My name is Mordechai Javaheri. I have the zechut of learning Torah here all day long. I'm not a rabbi, but at least I get to learn something. Baruch Hashem. Just a quick sketch. I had the zechut of going to the Mesifta of Nassau County, otherwise known as Hank, from elementary school through high school. Shalavim for almost two years, and I've been here for Baruch Hashem over five. In my sixth year now, Baruch Hashem, and Harav Shechter Shiur. I learned about Ibn Chaim also here and there. Okay, so now, it's very interesting, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Chet, in Orach Chaim, that a person has a very good opportunity every single day when he puts on his tzitzit to wear Nachon Sheichaser Rosho Betalit, the entire tefillah. So, Shulchan Aruch writes Nachon. It's a machloket of poskim and mikubalim, whether or not one has to cover his head with his talit for the entire tefillah, the entire time he has his tefillin on, whatever it may be. Rav Yaakov Hillel has a beautiful teshuvah about Sfaradim praying with Ashkenazim. I know it's very ironic, it's a minyan for Sfaradim, and I'm talking about what you should do when you go to the other minyanim, but naniach that it's Torah either way, so you should learn it. And if it ever becomes the maaseh, so you know what to do. Okay, wonderful. So Rav Yaakov Hillel has a beautiful teshuvah, where he says that even, especially according to the Arizal, one should cover his head is for the entire tefillah, but one who prays in an Ashkenazi minyan, an Ashkenazi yeshiva, filled with single Ashkenazi boys, so leaves him as the one who stands out. He's the only one wearing a talit, and even if there are German Yeki boys there, they're not covering their heads with their talit, because they only do that once they get married or if they're Shaliach Tzibur. So you're going to stand out doubly. So is it worth it to be machmir for the Arizal? You can't let go of your talit. That's your minhag. You have to keep that. But maybe you should let go of the Arizal and not stand out rather than keep the minhag tov of the Arizal and the poskim and to stand out amongst your Ashkenazim. So he says, Eitza tova. He doesn't give halachic arguments in this teshuvah. Rav Yaakov Hillel says, Eitza tova. His dat on this issue, not necessarily on other ones, is that when it comes to a minhag tova of the Arizal, in this case, it's better to not stand out than to fulfill the minhag chasidut of the Arizal and cover your head for the entire tefillah. And from that he uses as a springboard to share with us his opinion in general of one shouldn't be searching for these opportunities to gain attention, to attract attention to himself, because, oh look, I'm Sephardi, I can do things this way. Like the guy, you know, when I first started dating my wife, I went to her house for Shabbat, so I had a little bit of fun with her family. After everyone washed Hamotzi, I started speaking before we said Hamotzi. After everyone washed Hamotzi, I spoke a little bit to make fun of them. That's not a good idea, he says. It's not a good thing to attract attention to yourself and to get your self-fulfillment and self-aggrandizement out of halacha. The purpose, your time should rather better be spent invested in your learning, instead of trying to find opportunities to get yourself to look good and to stand out. You should sit and learn more Torah, especially because even if you're good at learning Torah, there might be other people who are less strong than you who will fall into this style of action, style of acting, and go wasting their time with petty little things, petty little extra halachot, things that are midot chasidut and not halachot themselves, and not eventually grow in their Torah. Of course, for private things, one's nusach and other private acts that no one will see, one should try his best to follow his minhag and his tradition and follow halacha. And if you want to do midot chasidut, kol hakavod to you. But don't seek attention, he says. The purpose of yeshiva, he says, is to learn Torah, to grow in your yachamayim, in your midot, and not to take things that are tosefet and make them tafel to the ikar. He says, he doesn't say this, but everybody should know. It says, pasuk in the Torah, Im lavan garti, what does Rashi say? Taryak mitzvot shamarti. You have the zechut of going to an Ashkenazi yeshiva. Make sure you don't let go of your mitzvot. But little extra things, don't go crazy about them. Everybody should have a good day. And with this in mind, we have a zaman tov of learning Torah and yeshiva just because you're not learning all day long yet. Or for the short time being of a couple of few years, depending on who you are, Shalom Azar or others. So you does not mean that you can't grow in this yeshiva. I've grown tremendously in almost 6 years here, and you should always zocha at the beginning of the journey. I messed up. I slept a lot. I wasted a lot of time during the afternoons and on Fridays. But if you use your time well, do all your homework on Fridays, on Motzei Shabbatot, and Sundays, you can have a good half an hour after afternoon Seder every single day, plus learn 3 hours night Seder. So now is the time to do it right way. I didn't necessarily do it the right way. Now is the time to do it the right way and to grow as much as you can in this year. Have a great day. Up to you. Up to you.
about NYU, where a lot of married guys do work out of your
ass? NYU is such a bilbul. Nobody has any. There's nothing stands out. Everybody stands out. It's not a. There's no.